Good evening. I'd like to call this regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting to order on November 21st, 2019 at 5:30 p.m. I'll go ahead and look to Deborah to call roll.
Commissioner Noland. Commissioner Wong.
Here.
Chair Pro Tem Pearson.
Present.
Vice Chair Smith.
Here.
Chair Nerschel.
And I'm here. Thank you.
We have a quorum.
And I'll look to staff to see if we have any additional introductions.
No, sir.
How about any additions or deletions to the agenda?
No additions or deletions.
And Deborah, do we have any public comments not related to the agenda?
No, sir.
All right. Pushes us into commission business. And I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Excuse me, Chair. Would you like to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah, I think that's important. Let's do that. I'll look to Commissioner Noland to lead us, please.
And a moment of silence.
And a moment of silence is also important.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now I feel very ready to move to commission business. So do we have a, would anybody like to move the minutes?
So moved.
I'll second that.
So we have Vice Chair Smith who moved the minutes, and we also have Commissioner Pearson who seconded, and let's go ahead and vote.
Motion passes 3-2 with Chair Nerschel and Commissioner Noland abstaining.
Thank you for that. All right, so that moves us into the public hearings, and I'd like to staff to introduce the item, please.
Thank you, Chair Nerschel. This is a sign program modification for tenant and project identification wall signs with a request for administrative relief located at 1900 through 2130 Main Street in Planning Area 36. Tiffany Lynn, Associate Planner, will provide the staff report.
Thank you, and good evening, Chair Nerschel and members of the Planning Commission. I'm Tiffany Lynn, an Associate Planner with the Community Development Department, and the item before you this evening is a sign program modification with administrative relief for Irvine Concourse in Planning Area 36. The project site is bounded by Main Street, Von Karman Avenue, MacArthur Boulevard, and the 405 Freeway. The property is surrounded primarily by office development to the north, east, and south, and to the west across MacArthur is an existing retail center. The site includes an existing commercial complex located on a 48-acre site, which accommodates 200 tenants with 2.5 million square feet of office space, as well as over 150,000 square feet of retail space. The initial sign program that established sign criteria for the center was approved by the Planning Commission in 1985. Over the years, the sign program has been modified several times, and in 2015, a sign program modification with administrative relief was approved by the Planning Commission, which permitted two freeway-oriented signs. The 2015 approval for the subject site introduced sign type E as an additional sign type to provide for project and tenant identification. The image on the left depicts the sign criteria that was approved for this sign. Sign type E permitted two freeway-oriented signs, and each sign permitted a maximum overall sign area of 712 square feet. The signs also were proposed to be framed through the painting of the parking structure panels, as can be seen in the image on the right. This sign type is currently proposed to be removed as part of the sign program modification. The current proposed sign program modification will introduce two new sign types, sign type O and sign type P. Sign type O will provide tenant identification wall signs and are within the blue areas on the site plan, while sign type P will provide project identification signs and are identified within the red circles. Both signs will be located exclusively on parking structure walls that serve the Irvine Concourse. Sign type O will allow for 31 tenant identification wall signs on parking structures fronting Main Street, Von Karman Avenue, and the 405. Each sign will be mounted on an architectural rail, and each rail will accommodate three signs, with the exception of two rails fronting the freeway, which will only permit two signs. The signs will identify tenants within Irvine Concourse, and each sign will be 36 inches in height and 20 feet wide for a maximum sign area of 60 square feet. Administrative relief is requested to allow for the signs to be located on parking structure walls, as well as to increase the number of tenants that can be identified, the maximum number of signs, and the sign area, as well as to decrease the blank space margin. Sign type P allows two project identification signs to be displayed on the parking structure fronting the 405 freeway. Similarly to sign type O, the signs will be mounted on an architectural rail. The signs will identify the project name and will be a maximum of 48 inches high and 35 feet wide for a total sign area of 140 square feet. Administrative relief is also requested to allow the signs to be located on parking structure walls. Additionally, administrative relief is requested to increase the maximum sign height and area, as well as to decrease blank space margins. Both sign types proposed within the sign program will provide for additional project and tenant identification along the major arterials that surround the subject site. Currently, tenants are identified through monument signs located on Main Street and Von Karman Avenue. The proposed signage will allow project and tenant identification to be seen from a closer distance, as well as along the freeway. Due to the fact that the site is surrounded by parking structures, wall signage on the parking structure walls is appropriate for site and tenant identification. The image on the top right shows the overall signage proposed along Von Karman, whereas the image below shows the overall view of signs proposed along Main Street. The image on the top left shows signs proposed along the 405 freeway. In terms of the signage proposed on the parking structure fronting the freeway, the overall sign area is 364 square feet less than what the current sign program permits. Although the proposed modification will allow for more tenants to be identified, the area in which signage can be identified is substantially less than what was previously approved. Furthermore, the previously approved freeway-oriented signage featured painted panels that resulted in large painted areas, and the current proposed sign types are visually less substantial due to the sign configuration. In summary, the proposed sign program includes two new sign types for project and tenant identification signs. The sign program modification also proposes to remove existing sign type E, while all other signage for the site will remain the same. The proposed administrative relief requests are supportable due to similar approvals that have been granted in the past, and the sign design is supportable as it is consistent with the existing sign program for the site, as well as with other signage in the surrounding area. With that, staff would like to recommend the Planning Commission adopt the attached resolution approving the sign program modification with administrative relief. And this concludes staff's presentation, and the applicant and I are available to answer any questions.
Thank you for that. I'll go ahead and open the public hearing, and I will receive public comment. I don't see any at this time. And is that true?
Yes, we have no comment.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll go ahead and move to the commissioners to see if we have any input or comments. Commissioner Pearson?
Yeah, Tiffany, thank you very much for the presentation. I just have one small comment, or not comment, but question. Is in the city, do we have this type of signage on any other parking structure?
Yes, we do. And at the beginning of this year, we actually approved similar signage for the site that's directly across the street. Let me just pull up that slide. So this was approved at the beginning of the year through the zoning administrator, and this is the Intersect project. It's directly across this project site. And as you can see in the rendering that's shown, the proposed sign design is almost exactly like the development across the street.
So we're not setting any precedents by approving this tonight. It's already been somewhat granted at a different location. Do we have... How many other parking structures do we have that could potentially have this type of signage?
In terms of freeway-oriented parking structure
signs?
Yeah,
freeway-oriented.
So as you can see in this slide, this is a slide depicting parking structures that are located along the 405 freeway. You have Park Place, 2040 Pacifica, as well as Irvine Spectrum. However, these sites are different than the current project site because these signs currently have freeway-oriented monument signs. This project site, due to the fact that there's a flood control channel adjacent to the site separating the project site from the freeway, they're not able to propose monument signs.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Seeing no other comments, I'll just be real quick. I just have a quick comment here. I find it to be less substantial. I find it to integrate well with the other nearby signage. So for me, I support it. Thank you. Commissioner Nolan.
My question is, in our ordinance, do we have a category for a
freeway sign located on a parking lot or a parking structure?
No, we do not.
Okay, so are we approving signs, a new category of sign as part of administrative relief?
So what we're doing is we're analyzing the proposed sign in comparison to existing sign types that are within our zoning ordinance, hence why administrative relief is requested to allow for these signs to be located on parking structure walls.
And so in the future, when we have proposed signage on parking structures, it will come to the Planning Commission? Okay.
Well, this item is going before the Planning Commission due to the fact that they're freeway-oriented signs. And historically, freeway-oriented signage has come before the Planning Commission.
Okay, and so my next question is, if we have tenant ID signs on parking structures, is that a sign classification in the ordinance currently?
There is no sign classification for it. And if they're not freeway-oriented signs, they would have to go before the zoning administrator because they would require administrative relief.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Commissioner Juan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick question. Are any of these signs lit at night?
They're all proposed to be illuminated.
Okay, thank you.
I'll go ahead and close the public hearing, and I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll move resolution 19-3765.
Second that.
Vice Chair Smith moved the item as stated, and Commissioner Pearson seconded the item. Let's go ahead. Seeing no request to speak, let's go ahead and vote.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you for that. That brings us to item number 3, and I'll look to staff to introduce the item.
Thank you, Chair Nerschel. This is a conditional use permit for 2 Class 4 co-locatable wireless communication facilities located in Plan Area 12 Oak Creek. And Ann Wu, Senior Planner, will provide the staff report on this.
Good evening, Chair Nerschel and members of the Planning Commission. My name is Ann Wu, Senior Planner with the Community Development Department. The item before you this evening is a conditional use application filed by Coastal Business Group on behalf of T-Mobile Wireless for a 73-foot-tall mono-eucalyptus wireless facility located in PA 12, which is Oak Creek. The project site is proposed to be located on the northwest corner of the Oak Creek Golf Club facing Walnut Avenue. Surrounding uses include a park and ride parking lot to the north, a golf course to the south and east, and an SCE easement, including a future Jost Bridge to the west. The nearest residential uses are approximately 110 feet away from the project site. As shown on the screen, there is an existing T-Mobile monopole that currently provides network coverage in the same area. However, the Irvine Company plans on extending Walnut Avenue into the former location of Travelland for a new office complex. Therefore, the intent of the project is to replace this non-camouflaged monopole with the mono-eucalyptus tree and to provide future sites for additional capacity and coverage for existing and future development within the area. As shown on the slide, the wireless facility will consist of mounting up to 24 antenna panels and associated equipment that will include T-Mobile and a future carrier. To support the antennas, equipment cabinets will be located inside an enclosed lease area located adjacent to the facility. The antennas for the facility will be mounted 67 feet above the ground, measured from the antenna center on the proposed 73-foot-tall mono-eucalyptus tree. The equipment will be located inside an 8-foot-tall concrete block wall equipment enclosure with shrubs placed around it. The wireless facility is proposed within an existing eucalyptus windrow that have heights ranging from 28 feet tall to 73 feet tall along the northerly side of the golf course in order to take advantage of existing screening. Furthermore, 3 extra eucalyptus trees will be planted around the wireless facility for additional screening. At full maturity, these extra trees will reach approximately 60 feet tall. The project will employ concealment measures, including tree leaves, branches, and antennas, and cables painted to match the tree. All the concealment measures are included as condition of approval 3.28 in the project resolution. The photo simulation shown on the slide is an existing photo taken from an angled shot across Walnut Avenue in the Park and Ride parking lot. And as you can see, this is the proposed view taken from the same location. The mono-eucalyptus tree will blend in with the row of existing eucalyptus trees. The second photo simulation was taken directly from the same parking lot and what would be more visible from the 5 freeway. As you can see in this proposed photo simulation, the wireless facility will not be as obtrusive since it will blend in with the landscaping along the northern boundary of the property. And finally, this is a view taken from the west side of the property that would be more visible from Jeffrey Road. As you can see in the proposed photo simulation, the 3 additional eucalyptus trees planted will help make the wireless facility blend in more with the existing tree windrow. An alternative site and configuration analysis was conducted as part of the process. A potential alternative was to mount antennas on rooftops of existing buildings located within the vicinity. However, the applicant stated that the buildings would be too low in height in order to provide sufficient coverage. Staff's consultant has reviewed the RF study prepared for the subject application and determined that the facility will meet the FCC standards related to safety and RF emissions. Therefore, staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt Resolution Number 19-3764, subject to the conditions of approval contained therein. Staff and the applicant are available to answer any questions that you may have. This concludes my presentation.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and move to public comment. Damian Pichardo, would you like to come forward?
Hello, my name is Damian Pichardo with Coastal Business Group representing the applicant T-Mobile. Looks like Ann pretty much covered everything, but I just would like to reiterate that we are replacing an existing site. It's a direct replacement, so we'll be removing that site prior to constructing the final design. We've done a pretty decent job of improving that site opposed to the painted brown monopole, making it a mono-eucalyptus, adding some landscape to help screen that. Other than that, I'm available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I'll go ahead and look to the commissioners to see if we have any comments. And actually, sorry to make you come back forward if I may, and I don't know if this is best addressed. I literally waited until you sat back. It was terrible. I'm sorry about that. Like, there was like point A, I could have got you, point B. Anyways, was the old site, did you have an affiliation with the old site? Was that your guys' site?
It was T-Mobile's, correct.
Okay. Yep. And so what is the what happens to that site when you pull up a pole like that and it's decommissioned? Does it stay there? Is it taken down?
We'll completely remove the pole and the foundation of the pole.
And it's filled back in, I presume. Is there any vegetation or any kind of landscaping that's applied to kind of break up what was taken out?
So the Irvine Company is going to be developing that property. They'll be developing over and around it. So Perfect. Whatever the development has in their plans is going to be what it's going to be.
Okay. This is just more of an aesthetic question and just trying to understand where you guys are coming from, and I'm sure you work with the city staff when you put together the landscaping proposal to, you know, integrate it into that area. Certainly we always appreciate when it's in a row, you know, obviously because it fits in a little bit better. That being said though, I understand why there's no landscaping of like taller shrubs near the gate, because you need access, you need people to come in and out, so that would obviously be an obstruction. But I don't really like the shrubbery around the brick wall, which to me stands out when you're looking at a very kind of environmental aesthetic. And then to have this brick, you know, wall. And I know we try to somehow blend that paint scheme into the surrounding area. What is the plan for the shrubbery near that would be in front of the wall? Do you take any efforts ever to conceal that to have that blend in so that's not so much of an eyesore?
So are you...
So I'm starting from the premise that I don't like a brick wall.
Okay.
Just randomly out there. And so my point is, do you take measures to effectively conceal that?
Yeah, so the shrubs we have proposed in front of the wall have a maturity height of 8 feet, which matches the wall. So
okay.
Ideally, they would, as if they fully mature properly, they will cover the wall completely.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was looking at it, and they looked smaller, and I was thinking, why don't we just go with something with a maximum height that kind of matches up? Thank you for that.
No problem.
Commissioner Pearson?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. One, just a quick question. Are you going to construct both poles at the same time, or are you going to stagger their installation?
We will not construct both poles. So basically how the conditions are written, T-Mobile will install the first pole. If there's a second carrier who decides to install a facility in that area, they're going to be required to be that second carrier on that first pole, and the second pole will only be constructed in the case of a third carrier developing in that same area.
So you're co-locating on the first pole, and then you're attempting to get the authority to have somebody else locate on a second pole and build that and install that second pole.
Correct, on an as-needed basis.
And the structure that will house the equipment is sufficient to handle both poles?
So there's currently in our plans three proposed structures. T-Mobile's only going to build their portion of the structure, and as each carrier comes in, they're basically going to add an additional portion to house their equipment.
And this property is leased from whom?
From the Irvine Company.
Irvine Company. Yes. So you're replacing your installation because of the expansion of the other project.
Correct.
And you're asking to have an additional pole. Why are you, will you be tied financially, economically with the installation of that second lease area where the pole will be, second pole would be?
T-Mobile will not be, no.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for that. Seeing no further comment, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing, and I will entertain a motion. Commissioner Pearson?
Yes, I'd like to move for approval of the conditional use permit for two Class 4 co-locatable wireless communication facilities located in Planning Area 12 as described by staff.
Thank you for that.
I'll second.
Commissioner Pearson moved the item. Vice Chair Smith seconded the item. Seeing no requests to speak, let's go ahead and vote.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you for that. I'll go ahead and look to staff to see if we have any staff reports.
Just a reminder that there will be no Planning Commission meeting on December 5th.
And the 20th. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Next meeting will be December 19th. Yes.
All right. And to my fellow planning commissioners, do we have any reports? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting to the next regularly scheduled planning commission meeting. Was it the 19th or the 20th? The 19th.